Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hello.
Again, for those who listened to the last episode, it will seem like a full week, but for us, it's just been a few minutes and some more booze.
Some sexy time.
And some false fucking starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a few. We came out of the gate, to use a horse racing term, we came out of the gate stumbling a few times. So it was not our best Churchill Downs.
Honestly, we had to shoot 2 to 3 horses. this is
well, that metaphor took a dark turn.
Well, that's 2020, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of racehorses going
nothing
down.
Nothing I said is incorrect.
No, nor I.
Our false starts were not false starts. They were fucking crash and burns.
Yeah. They were ugly.
But moving on.
We might be a little bit inebriated at this point.
We're just excited to be with friends.
We're just having a great time. We're having a dab-a-doo time. One thing that we're going to talk about is how we feel that the COVID will affect our personal movie going in the near future. How do we feel about going to the theater? I know I have my thoughts. Are there movies you would pick over others? I mean, does it change how you even look at what's coming in theaters, like what you want to see and not? And then, what do we think about what it's going to do to the industry as a whole? You know, people everywhere. Like, how are they going to feel? The pop screen just fell on my face.
Ah.
So we'll start with Tay.
I'm going to go see the movies that I feel should be seen in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before, there's a few blockbusters that were supposed to come out earlier this year that I'm going to go see in theaters. I think it's just the experience. If I feel risked or scared, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
But I would like to go see these in theaters. But I totally have the same value of like, man, how cool is it to watch that shit at home?
Yes.
And if you have it for a couple of days, once you buy it, you own it.
Yeah.
It's just like buying a DVD.
Yeah.
So same thing. Mm-hmm. I might not have the entertainment center that you or Travis have set up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I comfort your home. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
And you know, I do think as the industry as a whole, I think we said it previously. If there's any negative thing about this, is that people could look too hard at their stuff.
Yeah.
Be like, any script that was in production that was supposed to be, hey, we're going to start production late 2020, early 21, and it gets put off.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the next 2 years, everyone's going to look at a movie that comes out and it's like, well, you had all this free time. Why didn't you do this?
Yeah.
And at the same time, if like any writer, you know, God forbid, any writer, producer, or mainly a writer, looking at his script, he's going to have this extra time frame to be like, man, did I fuck that up? So I think the next 2 years are going to be weird unless for any new film coming out. You know, previous films, they've had their time. You know, you can only do so much in post. But it'll be interesting the next few years.
Yeah.
Any new film, any person that was in production be like, you know, I feel like you're about to have a big cop out where it's like, oh, I got a bad review. Well, COVID hurt me. Well, this hurt me. I didn't have time to do this.
It was the Rona.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if there's a bad film, I feel like you're going to get a bunch of cop outs.
So it could make movies better, or it could give people an excuse when the movies are not good.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that breaking either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trav?
I'm actually, I don't really want to go to theaters and see shit. Like, there's definitely at least 6 or 8 movies coming out that I really want to see. I really wanted to see the new Wonder Woman, the new Black Widow, James Bond, the Godzilla versus King Kong. I really want to see Dune.
Tenet.
I'm sure there. Oh, and Tenet. I want to see all these movies. But honestly, like, I'm not feeling like I want to go with see a movie with fucking Cletus the slack-jawed yokel, like, breathing overly hard, like, 2 seats away.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need...
There's too much ice in my soda.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that dude, if he doesn't have COVID, his wife beater definitely does. Like, I don't want any part of that dude.
Yeah.
So what I'm really enjoying is some of the technology from yesteryear coming back. Like, the drive-thru? Fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, cool. I will. Like, if some of these, if AMC, like, somehow goes under, I'm really not worried about AMC specifically. Like, movie theaters, they will come the fuck back.
They will.
Hollywood, they might be in a different, yeah, in a different form or a better form. Like, I am all about looking at COVID to seeing what previous year technology or whatever pivot or adaptation that we have to take. The big takeaways that are like, hey, this has actually enhanced my viewing experience. Like, I would go buy 8 sleeves of Coney Islander dogs and smuggle those in and just watch Tenet and eat 2 Coneys at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, like, Coneys, please sponsor us. But I would eat the shit out of some Coneys and watch whatever shitty new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Transformers movie. I don't know. Fuck you, Michael Bay, but I'll watch some of your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just want to go to the drive-thru and just, one reason is because what I've noticed, if I buy a movie at home and if I'm sitting there in bed watching and if I'm by myself, it can take me almost 4 hours to watch an hour and a half movie because I pause it every once in a while. I'm like, oh shit, what's that? What's happening on my phone? And I just get engrossed in something or texting,
yeah,
somebody.
Like, lose the experience. But
yeah,
if you're stuck in your car and you have an hour, 20 minutes, hour, 30 minutes to watch a movie, you're going to be like, shit, I better make, you know, plan the day around this and watch it to its fullest and not sit there and pause it at home. Like, I'm all about being able to pause shit at home. Mm-hmm. I love it. But I've noticed, like, I have bad habits. I'm just, you know, the film will have its own momentum that the director will have,
yeah,
in his head, and I will be fucking his shit up. Like, I don't want Tom Cruise coming to my house and then balancing my TVs for how it should be to watch his films. It's also fuck him. But I do need to watch them more promptly, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm all about going to the drive-thru and drinking my Welch's grape juice and having about 8 to 10 Coneys and then being like 40 minutes in, I should probably go home, and just being able to throw it in reverse and go home and shit in peace and humiliation and try to get back to watch the last 20 minutes of the film and be like, no, I was here the whole time. But that's another story. Todd?
Shit and peace and humiliation.
Try to get back in time.
Well, I paid for the slot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, guys, what's going on?
You paid for the privilege.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I can still tune in. I can listen to the audio while I'm sitting there deucing. KRMG 95.5.
Oh, yes.
That's not accurate, but...
I don't know how science works. What's the magnet do?
You don't know how science works?
Todd, what the hell? Hear you talk for a little bit.
So, personally, yeah. I think Taylor's in the same boat of, like, you know, I don't know how severe COVID is going to be on, like, you know, because it's different for different people, I guess. Yeah. You know, some people have no symptoms, some people have all the symptoms. You know, I have asthma, and so I don't know what that means for me personally.
Same.
If I get it, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, part of me thinks I've already had it.
Yeah.
You know, I was sick a few months ago, and I think that I've already, it may have already come and gone for me before they're even testing people for it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, it does make me nervous to go to a movie theater, you know, and be around people. Like you say, who knows?
It's a hot box in a room for hours.
You know, it reminds me of bad weather, you know, because I have the four-wheel drive truck. It's like, it snows here in Oklahoma, which makes people drive like they're nuts. And it's like, I'm not worried about me and the truck. I'm worried about some Yahoo driving out there that's going to run into me. That's kind of how COVID is. It's like, you know, you're sitting next to some guy that's, like you say, hacking and coughing we worked retail for years. You know, you get those yahoos that come in there and hand you their...
Oh, half dead.
Yeah. Oh, I had people hand me their Kleenex. Oh, I had people blow their nose at the counter.
Hepatitis Q. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we are still in...
Yeah, like, mama bear, COVID bear, baby bear COVID, they all show up at the liquor store.
Yes, I agree. I'm pretty sure we had a guy poop in there one time.
Oh, there wasn't any poop.
Yeah. Was it a dog that
we just don't know?
Or was it a guy it's
debatable.
Like, TBD.
It's debatable.
He was just...
TBD. I think movies, theaters will experience a downturn for a while, sure. They'll come back, like you say. I think people will have that. Once everything is safe and secure, there'll be that nostalgia. People want to go back to doing the things they did.
And what I really hope comes out of this is obviously people that do smaller, more independent films, you know, they can't, who was it? In the movie The Holiday, the guy that played the ugly from Good, Bad, and the Ugly, he says, like,
Eli Wallach.
Yeah. He says they're announcing, you know, movies and how much they make, like, baseball scores these days in that movie. And it really crowds out the smaller independent film in that they don't have the money for the CGI or the actors or whatever. But maybe some of those can get better word of mouth and have like more home video appeal rather than the big, huge, you know, whatever tent pole is for the Avengers or the sad as fuck DC universe as it just keeps kicking it in. Old Pele. But yeah,
the Snyderverse.
Jesus, man, that's honestly, we don't expect a whole lot out of him. Just, I don't know, man.
I think industry wide, it's like there was a big conflict. I don't know if you guys heard that. I believe it was Trolls 2 that they put out on video on demand. And before COVID, there was like a gentleman's agreement between the theaters and the studios that they would not release a movie to video. It was something like 60 days, 90 days, something like the bare minimum. Yeah. Always. That's why.
Wait. What's after its theatrical run?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
There was always kind of an informal handshake deal that whenever a movie premiered in theaters, that there would be an X amount of time before it would be released on home video. Always.
Well, yeah. They needed at least, I think, 6 months. Because they would do then DVDs, and they wanted DVD sales. Yeah. And normally, yeah, that would be 6 months to a year.
After the movie leaves theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After it, like, I know I said debut, but, like, after it's gone from theaters, like, there's a window there. And it's, like, 60 days, it's 90, something like that, where there would be a gap, minimum. And obviously people can set their own time frames, but... there's a conflict between... And so... Theaters and studios of like that basically when Universal put out Trolls 2, they made a lot of money. And so I thought, well, the hell with it. We will put movies out in theaters and video on demand at the same time. And people like AMC, Cinemark, they're like, the hell you will. Set off a huge conflict. Basically, there was the theater chain said, we will boycott Universal movies in theaters. We won't show them at all. Mm. So we had a brief civil war between the two parts of the industry. And so I think that kind of ironed out. Basically, you still have that going on now where Tenet, for example, Christopher Nolan was adamant that he would only put that out in theaters.
Yes. Yeah.
But then you had Mulan, which Disney was adamant that we will only put that out premium video. So
for a 30 spot.
Yes, for a $30 price.
I mean, a $30 price, I mean, is a little steep, but that's good for basically a DVD. Now, that's you buy it for $30 and you own it, right?
You own it.
So that, I mean, the thing with that is that you can have whoever and their friends come over and watch that. Like, you don't have to spend, normally that $30 is yourself and one other person, and then if you get popcorn or whatever. But this could be 7, 8, 10 people or more. I'm sure they have like public watch, you know, limits to that.
Yeah. One second, when you have kids, you realize they want to watch the same stuff over and over and over and over and over. So when you own it, you have that unlimited ability to show them as much as they want.
Right. Yeah.
So Yeah, our nephew, I'm pretty sure, watched Frozen 2 700 times.
Mm.
I mean, we'd be over there having dinner and whatever, and he would watch it twice in that time span. So kids are big into repetition. So, yeah, that's the big thing about owning movies like Mulan is, like, when you have it, you don't have to worry about buying it again.
Hey,
yeah.
It's their version of Rocky Horror. You just gotta live it, man. Exactly. And yeah, Dr. Frankenfurter is technically a Disney princess now.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I actually never thought about that.
Yeah.
Man.
Facebook memories reminded me of that today.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget.
So it's been another episode of Cinema Vino. If you guys want to tune in next time, we might be screening a movie and talking about it.
Let's get weird, mm-hmm.
guys. We're really trying to get Todd to do like a video YouTube series. Like, if people, like, if celebrities could see me on screen, I would become so famous. Would definitely get a hand job from Matt Damon.
Literally $1.99 on OnlyFans. And he will do whatever you want. Travis will do whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I don't want to have
about you becoming Ben Affleck's sidekick again.
I don't want to have to buy like toys. Like, don't,
dude,
don't,
those are don't gifts make, from your fans.
Yeah, if they fucking pay gifts. For them.
Yeah, dude, yeah, gifts from your fans. Dude, all right.
Look, they buy them, I will put them in my ass. All right.
I think that's what OnlyFans is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want, like, they better be smooth. I don't want them to have any of the, like, the spine ribs on there that could be, like, sharp.
It's no serrated edges.
Yeah. Like, I'll put a lot of things in my butt. But I just need a little tender love and care to be, you know what? Like, I'm a person, too. Don't shore up my scrotum.
Don't show up my scrotum.
That's, I think, Psalm 27.
Yes.
There be hot wings in heaven.
Yeah, that's Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 17, verses 1 and 3.
Don't All right, so we'll be watching Kung Fury next, and it's going to seem like another week has passed, but for us, it's only one beer.
We just keep hopping through time.
We'll see you soon.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Looks like they got a few new plants this week. Gotta be ready.
What does my poop say about me? Well, it looks like rabbit pellets.
I've been eating too much fiber.